Beyond Shakespeare is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information.
The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton.
Chapter 27. How Dr. Faustus was asked a question concerning the stars that fall from heaven. Dr. Faustus, being demanded the cause why the stars fell from heaven, he answered that it is but our opinion. For if one star fall, it is the great judgment of God upon us, as a forewarning of some great thing to come. For when we think that a star falleth, it is but a spark that issueth from a candle or a flame of fire. For if it were a substantial thing, we should not so soon lose the sight of them as we do. And likewise, if so be that we see, as it were, a stream of fire fall from the firmament, as it oft happeneth, yet are they no stars, but as it were a flame of fire vanishing. But the stars are substantial. Therefore are they firm and not falling. If there fall any, it is a sign of some great matter to come, as a scourge to a people or country. And then such stars falling, the gates of heaven are opened, and the clouds send forth floods or other plagues to the damage of the whole land and people. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.